Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome back to Don V Fridays. It's been forever in a day. I never forgot the people, man. I never forgot the people. I love potting. I love potting so much that I have a very, 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 very game-changing special announcement. The Don V Fridays changes were made.
What's going on?
Introduce yourself to the people, please.
What's going on, everybody? My name is Drift. I'm 22. I've been following Don V for a while, and I've always had kind of the same opinions on Virginia Tech football. So I'm going to be here just spitting back and forth with him, talking about stuff. We're going to have a lot of fun, and I'm just really happy to be here. Thanks, Don V, for the opportunity.
Not a problem, man. Not a problem at all, man. It takes a man to admit sometimes your shortcomings and you need help. And Don V Fridays was alright. It was an okay podcast with me by myself, but to put it over the top, I needed to ask for help. And there's no problem with that. And what was I about to say? And oh yeah, we still gonna be the kings of the underground. We are the kings of the underground. Tell these people, man, shit ain't changing.
Nothing changing.
Is not changing.
We're doing the same thing. We're speaking everything real about Virginia Tech. If you don't like it, get out. If you like it, stay here. Keep listening.
Get the fuck on, because we gonna be spitting that realness. But you know, if we gotta pay bills.
Delve into the shadows of the mind. With Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Ain't shit changed. eBay sneakers. From rare dead stock to the latest release, you can find the exact sneaker you are looking for on eBay. As the original sneaker marketplace, eBay is the place to go to cop a pair you've been eyeing. And with eBay's authenticity guarantee, a team of independent professional authenticators perform a rigorous inspection of the sneakers you purchase before they're sent to you, so you can shop confidently knowing your pair is the real deal. And for the sneaker sellers out there, eBay has eliminated selling fees on sneakers $100 and up, making it free to sell or flip your collection. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. Check out ebay.com/sneakers today. Whether rare, dead stock, or the latest release, find the exact shoe you're looking for on eBay. With eBay's authenticity guarantee, your sneakers are meticulously inspected by professional authenticators. A team of experienced sneaker authenticators. My English is fucked up. Verify the box, logo, stitching, and dozen of other inspection points. Each sneaker also receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity and is customized with the sneaker's details. Authenticity guarantee also protects sellers with a verified return process. It's free to sell sneakers $100 and up on eBay. And thanks to eBay's authenticity guarantee, verified returns make the transaction worry-free. With other sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left. So ebay.com/sneakers today. Go to eBay for that real deal, not that foo-foo. Remember that shit. And Bet Online, shout outs to Bet Online, man. Bet Online been rocking with the podcast for a minute now. Shout outs to Bet Online. I hope y'all went through Bet Online when it was Super Bowl time. But once again, Bet Online, the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Football might be over, but NBA, college basketball, and NHL are in full swing. Bet Online even covers awards, TV shows, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head over to the website or use your mobile device. Sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit. And remember, use the promo code ARMCHAIR at checkout. Bet Online, your online sports book experts. I got my man Drift in the building, man. We had to chop it up. We was talking behind the scenes, man. And I think it was time that not only Don V Fridays came back, but we had to revamp. We had to relaunch Don V Fridays and do this thing right, man. How you feeling, brother? I mean,
yeah, I'm excited. I mean, I think
what was the process like? Realizing, okay, this look like something.
Yeah,
take off.
So I mean, like I said earlier, for my introduction, I've been following for a real long time, probably back in like episode 40, maybe 50. So it's been a couple of years now that I've been listening. And the reason that I like this podcast is because it takes a different angle on like the school than most of the other podcasts do. And like, it gives you like a real like clear cut view of like what Virginia Tech football is. Like you had a podcast, you had an episode on here back in 2018 talking about how Fuente was not it. And we sitting here 2021, we still have Fuente as our coach and we still don't like him. Like you said this before, it's the most real podcast I've heard. So I was excited to be able to get the opportunity to come on here and do something that I've been wanting to do for a while. And I just want to have fun with it and see where it goes and, you know, do a good job for Virginia Tech fans, give you guys some ways to look at things maybe you not have known before I came.
And what got you into Virginia Tech athletics? Did you ever go to college there, or are you just a fan of the program? Because people want to know, are they listening to alumni talk, or
yeah,
a lifelong fan, or what was the case there?
I started being a fan of Virginia Tech when I was real little. I want to say maybe like 5 or 6. I would just play like NCAA football, and I started using them, and I was like, damn, this seems pretty dope. And then my parents took me. Well, my mom did. My mom took me to the Orange Bowl in 2008, and I was like 9 at the time, maybe 10, and that was like my first Virginia Tech game. And I was like, even though they lost, I love the team. And I remember just watching Tyrod Taylor. He was like my idol growing up. And I liked the way that they approached the game back then. They were such a defensive team, and they'd hit you in the fucking nose. They didn't care who you were. They didn't care how good you were. They were coming. They were knocking you out. And like, that's the Virginia Tech that I love, not this other shit that we have right now.
Oh, bullshit we got going on right now. That's dope. It's crazy because you say, you know, like Tyrod Taylor was like your GOAT. But, you know, I'm from the peninsula. You know, Tyrod from Hampton. I'm from New Penews. I've said this shit a million times. And it's crazy seeing, like, one of my peers and somebody that I grew up with him at the same time, and like I followed his whole career. Just to hear somebody say that was like my childhood goat. And I look at Tyrod as just like somebody from around the way, I guess. It's different perspectives of life, I guess.
Right. I mean, for you, it's a little different too, because you had Vic and you were around for that. I mean, I was born when Vic was going off. I was like, that was when I didn't even understand what life was, and Vic was going crazy. So yeah. I followed Vic more when he was in the NFL, and I always loved the fact that he was from Virginia Tech. But of course, I was watching
Vic from my neighborhood. Vic is from my neighborhood, like literal the same neighborhood. Man, shout out to the Vic family, man. Shout out to NV5, man. Shout out to Dwight Vic, man. Dwight Vic don't get enough love on this one. Shout out to Dwight Vic, man. Shout out Unk, man. Follow Unk, man. At what is shit? We'll plug it later. But so you grew up a fan.
And then I just, like, as I grew up, I just stayed with them, and I just, I don't know, I had this different outlook where I thought Virginia Tech football, and I hope it is, I hope Virginia Tech football is what it was in the 2000s, where it's like, they're that hard-hitting team that's going to go down to Miami, even when Miami's good, and it's going to beat them up, you know, they don't give a fuck who you are, it doesn't matter, how good you are.
You at least going to use that ice tool, at the very least.
Right. I want them to get back to that. And that's what I've been trying to, that's why I think this podcast does well, is like, that is the Virginia Tech that we want. Yeah. And that's what we want back.
How do you feel about being a king of the underground? Because this is, we're going to be on this podcast promoting like sneakers and CBD and, you know, things of that nature. We're not going to ever get certain ads that you know coming to this podcast as opposed to other podcasts. No shade, shout out to them.
Yeah,
but we are the kings of the underground here. How does it feel to be like a king of the underground?
Hey, I mean, you got to be a king of somewhere first. Fuck it, it's got to be the underground. You know, I'm here for it. It'll be fun. Hey. I don't give a fuck. It's gonna be a good time.
You ready for the what's the word? You ready for the slander that's gonna come your way?
I mean, they can go ahead and hit me up as well as you. I want to hear them tell me why I'm wrong.
At that man on Twitter, man. At DriftVT.
Let me know if I'm wrong.
At DriftVT, he said, "All ladies that's higher than the 8, hit them DMs, man." All ladies lower than a 6 hit my DMs. I don't give a fuck about none of that dumb shit. Like, I'll at least entertain the convo. Let me see the news, and then we'll go from there. But, man, this is a Virginia Tech-related podcast. Some coaches' salaries came down, man. Shout out to Andy Bitter for hitting us with this nugget of news, man. What's the most shocking... out of all the assistant coach salaries that came down, that's public, what was the most shocking news that you got out of that?
Well, I mean, obviously everybody's going to talk about Korn and how much he's making. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is making he's making less than the defensive coordinator, which is how it should be at Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech should always be paying defensive coordinator more than the offensive coordinator. But I think the most, the one I'm looking at is Vance Vice. And if he leaves, I'd understand why he leaves, because he's pumped some really good old linemen, and Darsaw is going to be a beast in the NFL too. So I think the fact that he's only getting paid $300,000 is a little whack. I think he should be getting paid more than that, especially since Tierlick is getting $400,000. So yeah, I think those are the two most shocking. Korn, because I don't like Korn, and Vance, because like, I like him and he's not making enough.
Well, the one thing that jumped out to me most was Jack Tyler making $135,000 before taxes. That's crazy. This man out here getting finesse, my boy. Jack Tyler, let me talk to you, my boy. $135,000, you couldn't negotiate for at least 200 post-COVID cut check? Come on, man. Tracy Clays was out here getting $500,000 to do shit. I'm talking about every linebacker got worse under Tracy Clays, man. And Jack Tyler, who got to clean up Tracy Clays' mess, can't even get Wait, he getting a third of what Tracy Clay? Man, listen, Jack Tyler, let me holler at you, my boy. I know you love Virginia Tech. I know you played at Virginia Tech. You can't be doing that type of shit for the love, man. You got to get a bag too, man. Who advising you, my boy? They would have paid you what they need to pay you if they gonna pay. They paid, but they paid Jerry Keel. Didn't Jerry Keel get like 135, and he was there for like 8 weeks?
He might have got even more than that. And Jerry Keel saved our ass that year, too.
Shout out to our Lord and Savior Jerry Keel, saving these motherfuckers.
You would think, too, that they would put more money into their linebackers, knowing Virginia Tech and like our linebacker history, too. You would think that we'd put more money into that,
Big
regardless of who
fact.
it is. Like,
Big fact.
we spend money on the defense. We got to spend more money on linebackers, and especially since our linebackers have been playing like ass the past couple of years.
Yeah, well, I think in 2019, at least Rashard Ashby was balling. Then he regressed. And then it seemed
And
like they all regressed.
Dax was playing better in 2019 too.
Dax was playing good in 20, what was his freshman year? 18, 2017?
2018, 18.
2018.
Yeah.
That's when Dax was good. Dax been falling off. Shout out to Dax, man. Shout out to Dax. This ain't no shade, bro. But 2018, Dax was balling. And now 2021 Dax, he all right. Oh yeah, Daryl Tapp. We gotta talk about Tapp leaving for my team, my pro team, the 49ers. Any people that lost Daryl Tapp as their D-line coach, I feel fucking sorry for you. He never stopped being my D-line coach. I'm a 49er fan. But how you feel about Daryl Tapp getting
I've
off the
like I
sinking
was,
boat?
I wanted Daryl Tapp so bad to stay. I mean, I want him to go do his thing and make more money. So I don't really care. I mean, and honestly, like he was not really in a good situation at Tech either because we don't really have any like star defensive players that's gonna make him look better. So if he got the chance to leave, then fucking leave. But I wanted him to go back in the 757 and recruit. And I don't
That
know.
and let me say and let me just say that Daryl Tapp supposed to be our 757 guy. Let me just say, and I'm from Newport News, Virginia. I say this shit every episode. It wasn't gonna fly, man. Daryl Tapp face card does not add up. So it's some people that can walk into a high school in the 757 and they face card is enough to get everybody, fuck just the football players, to just say, oh, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Daryl Tapp still gotta explain who he is, what he is, and what he's done.
Yep.
And shout out to Daryl Tapp. He had a nice long NFL career. He played for the Seahawks and the Eagles and the Saints and I think the Lions. Like that man's been around the league, but when it comes to like juice, that man ain't had no juice in that 7-5, and he knew that.
Right.
You asking this man to compete against Dre Bly from UNC, now Zion Burton from Maryland. Zion Burton fucking hates our asses. You got to compete against all these people with big clout in that 7-5, and the only thing Tap can tell you is, I played in the NFL. That shit was not enough, man. Virginia Tech is dead on that side of the state. And for the fans that think, well, oh well, we're better off. All right, man, because 757 got a linebacker that's going first round, Jeremiah Owusu from Notre Dame. So there's still talent coming out that 7-5. So you cannot just disregard a talent-rich area of your home state. You just can't.
Who
So
would
I don't
I
know
mean
what the plan is going forward, but they got to do something.
let me ask you this. Who do you think would be a good enough face card for the 757 from Virginia Tech? Because I was thinking like a Fuller, but I want to hear what you think.
But see, the thing about the Fullers is they not from there either. They from Maryland, you know,
Yeah, that's true.
because when it comes to people from where I'm from, Southeast Virginia. You gotta know our landscape and you gotta know how to talk our language. And that puts off a lot of fans from Southwest Virginia because they're like, oh, here they go again. But at the same time, that's just the way it is. The same way if you coach at Miami, it's a certain way you got to step through the neighborhoods. If you coach at, I don't know, USC, it's a certain way you got to conduct yourself through those Southern California areas. So it's the same way for the 7-5. And if D'Angelo Hall, and D'Angelo Hall does not fuck with his staff, it's on record.
It's on Twitter.
Yeah, it's on record. But I think D. Hall, he has the clout, he has the accolades, and he knows how to step through them neighborhoods. I think D. Hall would have been perfect to counter Dre Bly, who, shout out to Dre Bly, and Dre Bly is from the 7-5, and he knows the landscape, and what I think a lot of Virginia Tech fans from other parts of the state don't realize is going to UNC and going to Virginia Tech is pretty much the same thing to somebody where I'm from, because Virginia Tech is like 6 hours
from that part of the state.
And then UNC, UNC is like 5-6 hours. So it's not like we're operating out of convenience here. Like, well, I don't want to go too far away from home. Either way, you're going far away from home. So,
but there's some, I feel like a lot of Virginia Tech fans don't understand either that, like, the reason that the 757 is so important to Virginia Tech is because, like, the players that really made Virginia Tech were all from the 757. The people that made Virginia Tech an actual football school are all 757 players. That's something that you can't lose. And, like,
they're
can compete.
They're willing to lose it.
Yeah, that's the problem, though. And, like, you can compete with Dre Bly at UNC or Zon Berden at Maryland if you got the right guys, if you got, like, D'Angelo Hall. I'm fine if we lose some, because there's a lot of good players that come from the 757. I'm fine if we lose some of them, like Trevion Henderson. He goes to Ohio State. That's fine. But there's a lot of players
Trevion from the 804, though. He's from, like,
he 804. But, like, Tristan Lay is 757, ain't he? Or is he 804, too?
No. He's not 757.
No. I'm blanking right now, but
it's a big ass state.
Yeah.
I'm just talking about it's a big ass state with a lot of talent in it. But but the point still remains. There's a lot of talent that's walking out that front door. Not even if they ain't even sneaking out, they walking out the front door. Like I brought up Jeremiah Owusu earlier, and he's from Bethel High School, the same high school that Ricky Walker went to. The same high school that Chris Ellis went to, the same high school that James Gale went to, and he's at Notre Dame. Like, how do you not have that same pipeline ready to go?
Exactly.
It's the shit like that. And this kid is about to be probably the first linebacker taken in the draft. So
outside of my,
it's not a talent issue. And the kid got in at Notre Dame, so they can't say he's not smart enough, because Notre Dame got strict grade requirements just like Tech does. So watch talent walk out the state, and it's crazy.
Yeah, it blows me away. And then we go down to Texas and spend all that time there for nothing.
Yeah. How'd you feel about that? Because I'm well documented about my thoughts, but how did you feel about the attempted Texas to VT movement?
I never thought it was, like, real. I never did. Like, even when they were committed, even when, like Neville committed, and we had both of them for a minute. We had Didi and Neville.
Davis. Yeah.
It didn't make sense to me. It really didn't. Like, nothing was adding up. I didn't understand why. Like, Neville never even visited Virginia Tech. And so I didn't really get it.
It was a lot of hype. But it was, like, empty hype, because it was like, is it really hype if it's just us hyping it? Nobody with any real clout got behind that movement. When teams recruit well, fans are fans. They're gonna hype it, but never nobody from ESPN. Okay, there's something big going on at Virginia Tech. Nobody. It never latched on nowhere. It was just us, like hyping, but it was more so like hoping than hyping. Right.
That's what I thought.
It never felt real. Like you said, it never felt real. It just felt like some contrived shit. And then the bottom fell out and we had no backup plan and it killed our 21 cycle.
Right. And they like everything went out the door and there was like a total recruitment pivot in like middle of June. I remember in June people were like, "Oh, we still got time. Like we can pivot around." And I was like, "Nah, like that was it."
Yeah, I mean, we just don't wasted know how recruiting works.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
You killed the cycle.
And at the same time, the reason that the worst part about it too is there was like all the Virginia Tech fans were like, "Oh, this is how we do it." Like, we get rid of the 757, stop going there, and then now we'll just do it in Texas. And then all the 757 recruits saw that shit. Like they were on Twitter too. They saw us. They saw people
they
talking about that.
Saw that shit. And
they were like,
people...
That's how easy you want to go to something new. Then all right.
Yeah. They didn't even pivot to North Carolina, Maryland, or Jersey, or Florida. They went to another time zone with the goofy shit. But I done spoke on this shit for hours on this podcast. We did pick up a commit. Speaking of recruiting, Devin Furl, he's listed as an athlete. I know he also plays basketball. He had offers from like Georgia Tech, Duke, you know. Starting off 2022, it wasn't the biggest pickup. I'm not gonna ever get up here and say the kid is good, bad, trash, whatever the case may be. It was just it's a commitment. It's a warm body. We'll see down the road. How you feel about this pickup?
I mean, the thing that jumps out to me at first is that he is listed as an athlete, but he's also listed as a dual quarterback, and he was recruited by Brad. So it looks like they want him as a quarterback. So, I mean, I guess if he sticks, he sticks. If he don't, he don't. I mean, I've seen too many fucking decommits from Virginia Tech to, like, ever be hyped about a recruit. So, I mean, once he signs and plays.
They can't ever retain. They can't ever retain no quarterbacks throughout their whole
shit, not even retain. Eligibility. They don't even progress quarterbacks either. Like, they don't even make quarterbacks better. In fact, they make quarterbacks worse, in my opinion.
So, how do you feel about Cornelson's comments the other day when he said, you know, did you feel like he was taking a shot at Quincy Patterson and Hendon Hooker when he said,
yeah,
like, I'm not surprised, you know, and quarterbacks, you know, need to stay at least 3 years for the development.
I think that's bullshit because, like, listen, they're doing the recruitment too, and they know when they give out scholarships, they know who's on scholarship, how long they're going to be there. They have like an outlook on like where they think these players are going to be. And if you give scholarships and you think these players are all going to be in the same spot and you're going to have a problem, then that's your own fucking fault to begin with. So he's out here like, oh yeah, it wasn't a surprise, but like you gave the scholarships. You wanted them to be there at the same time. Why did you get Braxton Burmeister if you thought it was going to cause a problem? We had Hooker on the roster. I thought it was stupid. And it just pissed them off even more. And like, I know Trey Turner's friends with Hendon Hooker. I mean, they've been friends for a while. And like, I feel like Trey Turner probably doesn't like it either. I mean, he didn't say anything about it, but I think it's just dumb to go out there and like put blame on somebody else when like in reality, it's your fault.
Big facts. And shout out to Trey Turner. Shout out to the 336 Greensboro, Winston-Salem, that area, North Carolina, man. Shout out to all my dogs down there making that bread, getting to it. Everybody at A&T, I see you. Everything going down in that 336, man. Shout out to the whole NC to VT movement. That's a movement that actually worked out. You know, shout out Mook Reynolds. Everybody from Greensboro, man. Listen, Don V Fridays, we love, respect, and cherish that 336, man.
Yeah, and to just do what they did with Hooker, I hated that all season long. I mean, I never understood it. He was by far the best quarterback they had on the roster, too.
Yeah, this is how I felt about the Brad Cornelson comments. At first, I was kind of like, I didn't like the fact that he said that he needs a quarterback, you know, at least 3 years. Because like you said, if there's no evidence of quarterbacks getting better year to year to year in this offense for him to be saying, I need 3 years of this shit. But at first I felt like, well, maybe he was just speaking on the climate a college football, because a lot of coaches do feel like, well, they're just going to leave. They're not playing, they're going to leave. But the more and more I seen, you know, people talk about it, and then I seen Hendon Hooker tweet the quote, "I'm not surprised." I'm like, okay, maybe he did take a shot, and this was beyond just a coach saying, okay, millennial players and Generation Z players just transfer when they're not playing. So, and we got a coaching staff that's world known for taking snipes at players and taking shots at players and sub-tweeting and hashtag tough stays and all. They're always taking little sad pot shots at players. So,
I mean, it irritates me too that this coaching staff is like, you like Korn and Fuente are supposed to be quarterback whisperers. They're supposed to be like, if you're going to have friends with anybody on the team that you can trust, like, it should be the quarterbacks. You shouldn't be like having quarterbacks transfer and then taking shots at them. Fuente is not a defensive guy. And like, to lose that sort of relationship with your quarterbacks when they leave and disrespect them like that, I don't like that.
Yeah. And then you got the fact that Gerard Evans left before it was time. Josh Jackson left before it was time. AJ Bush, and the list goes on and on. The only player to, I guess, exhaust his eligibility was Ryan Willis, who was the transfer.
And he wasn't even like
no other quarterback exhausted their eligibility under Justin Fuente. And Ryan Willis played, what, a season and a half?
Yeah.
And like, he ended on the best of notes either. So
he also got worse in his second season too.
Yeah. Then there's that.
You look at any quarterback that's really played in this system, and most of the time in their year two, they play worse.
Yeah, like, and maybe that's what Gerard Evans was trying to tell us.
He was probably trying to protect his draft stock or whatever, and
he had zero draft stock, and he still said, "I'm protected by draft stock."
Yeah,
that's how crazy shit is. That man had zero chance in hell getting drafted, and he still said, "I ain't coming back." And the fans wanted to say the man had bad grades, and his mama had 50 kids and all this other goofy ass shit, instead of just looking at the facts that was already in front of him. But we got to pay some more bills. We got to pay some more bills. Bet online.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Like I said, football is over. Tom Brady put the final stamp on that shit. Anybody that thought Tom Brady wasn't the GOAT and put their money on the Chiefs, I see your broke ass at the bank. The NBA, college basketball, NHL in full swing. BetOnline covers awards, TV show, and reality TV. Real-time updated odds and props on almost anything you can imagine. BetOnline has you covered for all the news, scores, and odds. It's the best way to place your bets, and it's free to sign up. Head to the website and use your mobile device to sign up today and receive your 50% bonus on your first deposit. Remember, the promo code is armchair. That's Bet Online, your online sportsbook experts, and also eBay sneakers. eBay.com/sneakers. When you want that real deal, authentic, you got authenticity guarantee. Your sneakers are inspected by professional, independent. They don't work for eBay. They're independent. So you're getting the real deal here. Authenticators. They verify the box, the logo, the stitching, and dozens of other inspection points. Each sneaker receives an authenticity guarantee tag that includes a digital stamp of authenticity and is customized with the sneaker's details. Authenticity guarantee also protects sellers with the verified return process. It's free to sell sneakers $100 and up on eBay. And thanks to eBay's authenticity guarantee, verified returns make the transaction worry-free. With sites taking as much as 25%, you're going to have a lot of extra money left for more sneakers. eBay.com/sneakers. Once again, eBay.com/sneakers. So we back. Hopefully where y'all at is safe. Hopefully you motherfuckers don't live in Texas where people can't drive and people got $5 roofs. Been seeing a lot of roofs cave in over the internet. You been keeping up what's going on in Texas?
Isn't that shit crazy? I mean, seeing like we both live in areas where we get snow and like to see people's whole roofs come in and they and like flooding and shit is ridiculous.
They can't handle a little bit of snow, my boy. And shout out to the weather snobs. Shout out to all weather snobs. No matter where you live in the country, your region has weather snobs. So to my Floridians, every hurricane season, they like to brag that they get hit with hurricanes. Yo, this ain't shit. What's a Category 3 hurricane? We get these shits all the goofballs. So then a non-Florida area gets devastated by a hurricane. And it's Floridians on a timeline like, oh, y'all, that ain't shit. That little bit of shit. Listen, Hurricane Isabel hit my house in 2003. I was without power for 1 month. I wouldn't wish that life on nobody. Yep. But then you always got some weak-ass Florida nigga talking about, oh man, Hurricane Kodak hit my house. I died. It's some bullshit. Man, shut your lame ass up, man. But yeah, I mean, you got the Floridians.
Yeah, you hear that from people with snow, too. Like, up north, they talk about, oh, we get so much snow. That's not shit.
That ain't shit. Down in Texas, I'm from Southeast Virginia. It snows maybe once or twice a year. Anybody know anything about the 757? It's a lot of transplants from New York, New Jersey, Philly, D.C., a lot of military people from other places. Every time we get our one snow, this ain't shit. I went to school in 5 miles of snow, and we still had to go because where I'm from, when it snows, nobody leaves the house. Ain't even worth leaving the house because we don't plow the streets. It's not as much invested in snow removal like somewhere up north. So they just say stay at home. No school, no nothing. Everybody stay home.
Everything shuts down.
These old washed up New York niggas. Oh, nah. Man, in the Bronx, man, we went to school in 8 miles of snow, B. This, man, shut your bitch ass up, man. Go get your ass back to the Bronx then.
Yeah.
Blame it. Fuck all the weather snobs, the natural disaster snobs. Fuck that time when we had that earthquake and everybody in California was saying, oh, that ain't no earthquake. I sleep through it. Man, shut your lame ass up, man.
Yeah, there's a reason you're not fucking living there. It's different everywhere you go. I mean, like, I remember, you know, Florida gets no snow, and my family lives down in Miami, and they went up to, like, Orlando during January 1 year, and it snowed one of the days they were there, and they damn near freaked out. Like, they went and bought boots and coats and shit, because they don't have none of that. And imagine, like, everybody in Texas right now, they're probably running out buying, like, coats, boots, bunch of blankets and shit, and it's probably all going out of stock.
They probably buying a bunch of guns, too, because I just feel like when any kind of national emergency happens in Texas, they just buy more guns.
It's true. It is true, though. They did that when coronavirus started.
Yeah, just buy more guns, man. Just rub some gun on it. It'll get better, man. It'll get better. I got people down in Texas, man, friends. Stay up, my boy, with your cold ass. That's all I can tell you. With your cold, non-power-having ass. But We was talking about this before we started recording, man. Your top Instagram honeys. They can be male or female, whichever way our listeners swing. Listen, at Don V Fridays, we are 100% what's the word I'm looking for? Open minded. And who's your top Instagram hoes?
I would have to say number one, without a doubt, is probably Summer Rae.
Summer Rae.
I feel you got it.
SOMMER?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm up on that, my boy. Listen, it's Black History Month. I supposed to lust over like the man this month. But yeah. Summer Rae. Who else?
Ah shit. Let me see. You go, you take the next one. Take the next one. Let me look around.
I'm not supposed to lust over the white women, but Kylie Jenner. We got to put some respect on Kylie Jenner's name, man. The whole Kardashian family. I know the Kardashians are hated, and the Jenners and all that, and Kendall been ran through by the NBA. Shout out to Kendall for getting ran through by the NBA, but we got to put some respect on Kylie Jenner's name. And just the whole Kardashian family, because a great poet once said, Kardashian pussy so good, daddy went and got one. So, gotta put some respect on Kylie Jenner's name. Who's your next top Instagram model
All right, well, there is like, let me see, what's her name? I gotta pull it up right here. I say like Emma Char.
Emma Char.
Yeah, look her up. Emma EMMAA underscore CHAR.
And this is a Nubian queen. This is mayonnaise Latina. Was it?
She's probably mayonnaise, I'd say.
Okay, listen. When it's not Black History Month, we respect our mayonnaise queens. But it's Black History Month. I mean, Kylie Jenner's mayonnaise, spicy, but mayonnaise. And we just show her love. So shout out to Emma Char. I guess I got the next pick. And we're going to put some respect on Jilly Anais' name. I think she's still with Deshaun Watson. Jilly is definitely bad. Like I say, if you can be fucking Deshaun Watson in these times, you're definitely doing something right in the world. Shout out to Deshaun Watson. About to get that trade to that 49ers. I need that in my life. Definitely. But yeah, Jilly Anais, bad as hell. Follow her. Like I said, JILLYANAIS. Definitely one of the top hoes on Instagram. Like I say, back to NFL quarterback. So you know she's doing something good. Who you got next?
I mean, I might switch it up a little bit. If we're talking NFL quarterbacks with wives, I gotta give Russell Wilson a shout out. Ciara, yeah, probably her for my next one.
Shout out Ciara. I'm not gonna disrespect a Nubian queen on Black History Month. I remember back in the days. You probably too young for this, but Ciara had there was a rumor going around that she was a hermaphrodite. Now, obviously, this is bullshit because she done had churn. She got kids. And she doesn't have a penis. And they said she had both. Like, she had a dick and a pussy. This was before social media.
Yeah.
This is where you could just make up shit about celebrities. But, yeah, man. Shout out Sierra. She does not have a penis. She's given birth more than once. We stand a black queen. I'm gonna put some respect on Maria Gray XO, formerly known as Miss Murray Andrews. And yes, this is mayonnaise, and we're not supposed to praise mayonnaise on Black History. But shout out to Maria Gray XO. She was thotting, and then she stopped and tried to become a painter or some shit, and then she realized that thot bag is just too easy. That thought it's so easy to get into your thought bag and get a check. She started back thoughting, man. She's putting out great thought content on the interwebs.
I feel like
Maria,
once you're in
Maria Great EXO, yes.
I feel like once you're into the thought content as a female, yeah. I feel like you can't really get out.
Listen, you gotta like I compare IG thought into drug dealing. Like once you made $1,000 or $5,000 in 3 hours work, 3 hours time, it's hard to go back to working
right
5 days a week for less money.
Look, and more time for less money, more effort
more
for less
time
money.
For less money, I can get a quick flip. All I gotta do is show my ass on the internet. People get caught up, and this is where people are trash because you know nobody wants the whore label, which is bullshit. So they end up having to like you're gonna take less of a bag because of what motherfuckers on the internet think. Man, listen, mama, go get your money. Go get that OnlyFans bag. Go get your bag, man. Don't fuck your bag up over it. Not over the internet. You make your money on the internet, and that's it. Who you got next? This could be the last round.
Definitely Tom Brady's wife, 100%.
Giselle?
I gotta stick with. I don't even know how to say her name, honestly.
Giselle Bündchen?
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I didn't know we was, you know, going to the trans area of Instagram, but you know, shout out to Giselle, man. Shout out Giselle. Much love. We respect our trans women. You know, protect trans women. Shout out Giselle Bündchen. I didn't even know she was on the gram, but you know.
He doesn't tag her in anything.
I wouldn't like, tag
at all.
Her.
He doesn't tag her in shit.
He left old girl that was an iRobot for that. So
yeah,
you know, shout out to everybody that's hitting boy button these days, man. Cause the shit, like so many rappers get caught up on boy butt that the shit gotta be good. That's what and Tom Brady liked the shit. He been with her, what, 13 years?
Yeah, so, some they got what,
long ass
kids
listen,
now, some shit like that.
Shout out to the trans queens in this world. And last but not least, man, y'all already know how I get down, man. Shout out to our Lord and Savior Desigato, the greatest Instagram model of all time. I stamped that one of the few ones that's natural. She don't got the fucking high cheekbones. Her eyebrows don't look like she's saying, huh, at all times. It's her lips. It's her ass. It's her hips. Them her titties. Desigato, our goat. Our Lord and Savior. And that pretty much wraps up this week's Don V Fridays, man. How'd you feel? Episode one, man. How you feel?
I feel good. I feel it went real good. I'm excited.
Real smooth, man. Welcome to the underground. This is how we do things on Don V Fridays.
We gonna keep doing it that way.
Remember, plug your socials for the people so they can slander your ass.
Yeah, if you want to come slander me, come to @driftvt on Twitter and let me know what you think.
Yeah, and please do not ease up on the slander, man. Let his ass have it, man.
Yeah.
Y'all let you motherfuckers ain't got no problems letting me have it. Let his ass have it, man. Let his ass have it, please. But that's it, man. We will see y'all on the next one. Oh yeah, podcast announcements. Like I say, we have new co-host. Everything is gonna be everything, man. Shout out! I want to thank all my day ones. I want to thank all the Apple listeners that had to put up with the inconsistency, and I took a lot of L's, you know, trying to get my Apple people on track, but it's different. It's a new year, it's a new day, man. My Apple, my Spotify people, I want to thank y'all for rocking. Shout out to all my listeners that used to hit me up like, yo, what a part at? Where that? And I didn't have shit for them. So, you know, this is my vow to do better by our listeners. I'm apologizing. Drift don't got to apologize. I got to apologize, you know. But the problem is being, it has been addressed. And it's a new day. That's all I'm going to say, man. You got anything left to say for the people?
Just letting you guys know that we're going to be giving a lot of good content, and it's going to be real consistent. So I hope y'all like it.
Very consistent, man. See y'all asses next week, man. God bless.